As we heard before, Afghanistan, General Nicholson was in America's other war in Iraq. And there, the government declared a national holiday this week as U.S. combat forces pulled out of Iraq's cities. Still, roughly 130,000 U.S. troops remain inside the country. Many have shifted to bases outside urban areas. And to understand what all these movements mean for Iraq's future security, we reach Tom Ricks. He's the author of two books on the Iraq War, Fiasco and The Gamble. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
So 130,000, that's a big number, and the number of U.S. forces remaining in these forward operating bases outside of the cities and will probably be there through at least next fall. What exactly does this withdrawal mean? Is anything really different?
I don't think it really is that different. I think politicians are trying to make more of it, especially Iraqi politicians, than is really warranted here. American troops are going to continue to fight in Iraq. They're going to continue to die in Iraq. In fact, I suspect in the areas around Baghdad, the so-called belts, you're going to see some real fighting this summer.
One of the Iraqi politicians you're probably speaking of is Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. He's made some pretty significant pronouncements of optimism, saying we've got this covered. Let's play out a scenario. If things don't go that well in the cities, can he reach out and say to the Americans, I need you back?
He can pull the Americans back in, and in fact, that's happened several times. This is not the first time the Americans have tried to transfer security responsibility to Iraqi forces. We tried it several times. It hasn't worked several times. Now we look back and we say, well, that was a rush to failure. Well, the question now is, are Iraqi forces up to the job? And the answer is, nobody knows.
You joined us on this program back in March, and you said at the time that you thought we might be halfway through this war. Is that about still where we are?
Yeah, well, I might have been a bit optimistic.
Optimistic?
Yeah. I think we have a lot longer road ahead of us in Iraq than anybody in this country seems to think. It worries me that Americans have turned their eyes away from Iraq, have almost gotten bored with it. The old 1960s slogan was, what if they gave a war and nobody came? Now we're in a situation, what if they gave a war and nobody paid attention?
I think a lot of Americans would be shocked to hear that we're less than halfway through this war. So certainly President Obama seems to be sending a different message. You also said something about the president. You said that you thought Iraq was going to change Obama more than Obama changes Iraq. What's your sense so far? Have you seen him adapting since taking office?
Well, yeah. I think, in fact, he has broken more campaign promises on Iraq than in any other area. He campaigned saying he would take a brigade out a month from the day he took office. Instead, he's keeping troop levels about where they were during the entire Bush administration. Instead of getting out quickly, he actually is looking at getting out rather slowly. Bush said the mission was accomplished when it wasn't. And Obama is saying, we're going to get the combat troops out. Well, guess what? There are no non-combat troops in the U.S. military. There is no pacifist wing of the military.
So what does that mean when he says get the combat troops out?
It's a meaningless phrase. Either you have troops there or you don't. If American troops are there, they will be involved in combat. In fact, American troops who are advisors to Iraqi units are going to be vulnerable.
Are the promises from the Obama administration still very vague? I mean, you know, we have 130,000 troops there right now. Any sort of timetable for how quickly the president will start bringing some out?
Yeah, the word is they're going to keep the troop levels pretty much where they are this year, maybe get down to 120,000 by the end of this year, because they want to get through these crucial elections in January of next year. Then after a couple of months to see how the elections shake out, the plan now is to start bringing out about 10,000 troops a month starting in March of next year and to bring them down very quickly. That means next summer is going to be a point of maximum vulnerability because you take the troops out at the beginning from the easy places, but the deeper you get, the more you have to take them out of the riskier places or the places where Iraqi troops are less reliable. So actually, I think this summer is going to be a long, hot summer in Iraq. 2010, I think the summer will be even more difficult.
Tom, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Tom Ricks is a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security. His latest book on the Iraq War is called The Gamble.